local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
So if you're just joining us, Joe and Gracie, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. If you're just joining us, we learned last hour that Gracie, under pressure, needs work in the spelling department. Our last segment before the end of the hour, we found in honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, the finals are tonight, by the way, Ion Network, if you're interested. We found on the internet the 10 easiest Spelling Bee winning words from every final since 1925. Gracie took, well, no, she did not take a stab at any of the three.
For my own piece, I can't.
But the three words were fracas, chihuahua, and knack. All three were actual Spelling Bee winning words. And so fracas, F-R-A-C-A-S, if you were playing along in your car. Chihuahua, I don't think I would have gotten this on the fly. C-H-I-H-U-A-H-U-A. Yeah. And then knack, K-N-A-C-K. So those were the three words. We'll try three more later on this hour. I have promised Gracie, as she shakes her head, I will lob her some softballs because there are some softballs that I have saved for her. So, but yeah, that's having some fun here at the end of the last hour. But we are Pensacola right now. And of course, you're tuning in because you want to know everything that's going on in your world. So we'll get to that. It's 5:15, a little shy of 5:15 right now. We'll get a check of the roads and weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, you see an accident, have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have overcast skies right now with some chances of rain for this evening. 20% chance of rain throughout Pensacola with a low of 71 for tonight. This weekend, it's supposed to be beautiful with mostly sunny skies and a high of 86 tomorrow. It's 83 right now with a few clouds throughout our area. That's 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic on the fives. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And last hour, we heard from Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins. He joined us at 4:30. We're going to replay our interview with him coming up at 6:30. If you missed that, today is the first day of the Atlantic hurricane season, and that is today's top story. NOAA forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes. And as a reminder, state emergency leaders are encouraging you to be 1 week ready. That's kind of replacing the familiar first 72 is on you. Speaking of storms out in the Gulf, we do have now a tropical depression that could become Arlene. It's not expected to, you know, develop into a hurricane, but it is heading southward in the Gulf. And the cone of uncertainty kind of has it going towards not really in South Florida, but just moving south, although South Florida likely to get a good bit of rain over the weekend from this. But, you know, on the first day of Atlantic hurricane season, already looking like we're going to have a named storm of Arlene for the to start the hurricane season there. Also, the Senate is set to take up and vote on the debt ceiling bill the House passed yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
And Schumer says it suspends the debt ceiling and cuts non-defense discretionary spending over the next 2 years. The Senate supposed to be voting on that later on tonight. And Congressman Matt Gaetz at the center of a controversy that's been swirling over drag shows that have apparently been going on at U.S. military installations. Well, just yesterday, an Air Force base in Nevada canceled a drag show that was scheduled for today, the first day of Pride Month. NBC News reports top defense officials scrapped the event that had already been approved, saying the Defense Department will not host drag events at U.S. military installations or facilities. And this goes back a few months. Back in March, Gates was grilling Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over several shows that had been advertised and whether the DOD was supporting them. Here was some of that exchange.
At Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
So. But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence.
So that was back in March, and last week Gates followed up with a letter demanding answers on why drag shows were still happening. So the drag show that was scheduled for Nellis Air Force Base was canceled, prompting the Human Rights Campaign to scold the Pentagon for, quote, giving in to bigoted far-right pressure. Other local headlines today, just finding out about this, thanks to our partners at Channel 3, a death investigation started at around 3 this afternoon after a body was found behind a dumpster near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. The victim was described as a white male between 30 and 40 years old. The state medical examiner is working to determine the cause of death. Governor DeSantis signing a bill yesterday that is welcome news to the Escambia School District. We talked with Transportation Director Darlene Hart, who says it's been a big problem in the past when drivers illegally pass by their school buses and there's nothing they can do about it. Well, the bill allows for school districts to equip the buses with cameras to catch drivers who illegally pass when buses are stopped. And Hart says that the next fleet of buses that are being ordered for next year will come equipped with those cameras. Looking at some state headlines, we had a bit of an issue with Spirit Airlines here at Pensacola International Airport. Much bigger problems elsewhere, but flights to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando, and also one flight from Orlando, was canceled today due to technical issues that brought down Spirit Airlines earlier on today. The new slogan for the Ron DeSantis presidential campaign is Make America Florida. The campaign looking for financial support now at his new website, makeamericaflorida.shop. The site features an array of campaign merchandise for sale, including shirts, hats, stickers, and koozies, all with the slogan DeSantis 2024, Make America Florida.
Some businesses around Florida are closing their doors today in solidarity with the Day Without Immigrants protest. They're speaking out over Florida's new immigration law that suspends business licenses if it hires illegal immigrants. And this law does take place on July 1st, and it's also going to ban local governments from issuing IDs to undocumented immigrants.
Real sad story down in Palm Bay over the weekend. An 11-month-old baby died on Sunday after she was left inside a hot car for 3 hours. The baby's parents are pastors at a church there, and they reportedly forgot the child in the car while they took part in Sunday morning church services.
Awful. Also, just because we're kicking off hurricane season, Florida Attorney General is reminding us to be aware of the potential scams that now hurricane season is underway. Ashley Moody released her annual hurricane guide. She says that fake contracts and price gouges are some of the most common complaints, especially if people restock their storm and emergency supplies.
5:20 right now. We'll take a break. Come back with a look at your national and worldwide headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts and opinions. 850-437-1620 is the text line right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I did get a text in right now as we are getting ready for a traffic update. Disabled vehicle on the shoulder of I I-10 westbound at exit 10. So also just keep that in mind, and also some congestion on Pensacola Boulevard heading towards 9 Mile. So always feel free to call or text in traffic tips as well. We are seeing slowdowns on I-10 westbound as you are moving towards the Pine Forest intersection. So keep that in mind. And if you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For a weather update, we're going to get an update from WEAR, Joseph Neubauer.
Looking ahead to Friday, and the weekend weather forecast provides us with hot and humid weather, but the rain chances will decrease only at about 10% each and every afternoon. Lots of sunshine. If you do head down to the beach to cool off, be mindful of the fact that we have some activity in the Gulf. It's not heading our way, but it could kick up the rip current risk on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be careful if you do head down there, and be mindful of what flag is flying at your area beach. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
Local headline, if you missed it last segment, Escambia County Sheriff's Office says a body was discovered at around 3 this afternoon behind a dumpster near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. The victim described as a white man between 30 and 40 years old, and the state medical examiner's office is now working to determine the cause of death. Elsewhere around the world today, Governor Ron DeSantis has taken his act to New Hampshire.
We now live in a country where some of the most important policy decisions are made not through your elected representatives, but by nameless, faceless bureaucrats.
He attacked the Biden administration as well as the woke ideology that he says has seeped into our military.
Also, three people remain unaccounted in Iowa in the Iowa building collapse. Two people who live in apartments in the portion of the building that collapsed may still be in the building. Officials were able to make contact with two people that were listed as unaccounted for on Wednesday, and they were confirmed being safe.
One person died and 10 others, including 9 children, were seriously or critically injured in a major crash near Sacramento last night. Investigators believe 11 people were riding in one car. Witnesses say the car went out of control, went up onto a curb and hit a tree, then began smoking.
In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey has a new school choice legislation on her desk. Lawmakers approved the expansion of a scholarship program yesterday, and it aims to help low and moderate income students attend private schools. And changes include expanding income eligibility and increasing the number of students allowed to participate in this program.
It now appears, by the way, just following up on one of our top three stories, the Senate vote on the debt ceiling bill will likely happen by tomorrow evening rather than today. It's still not clear exactly when, but the Senate is looking like they will vote by Friday evening, but it's looking less likely that it will be tonight. Elsewhere around the world, the Senate did approve legislation to block President Biden's student debt relief program. The Senate passed that measure 52-46, though Biden is expected to veto the bill.
And President Biden is urging U.S. Air Force Academy graduates to never forget their sacred oath. He says that this year's graduating class is one of the most diverse in history, and Biden did trip and fall over following his speech, but is said to be okay.
Yeah, I saw that, and certainly, I mean, whether you love him, whether you loathe him, whatever your politics, I mean, it is difficult to see that, yeah. but thankfully he was able to get up. It looked like there was a couple of bean bags that were, for some reason, kind of, you know, when he stood up, he looked back and pointed at, you know, whatever it was, but still don't like to see that. Sports headlines here before we hit the Fox News update. We've got game one of the NBA Finals tonight, 7:30 on ABC. The Denver Nuggets hosting head coach Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat.
Not only just a regular season, 82 games, you know, 5.5 months, but then to go through the gauntlet of 3 7-game series just to get to this point, you're just really grateful.
Gracie, you got a prediction for game one. Do you think the Heat will win, or will it be the Nuggets?
I'm going to go with the Heat just because it's a Florida team.
There you go.
I haven't watched one NBA game this season.
Hey, so. That's all right. That's okay. You might, the Heat have been surprising all playoffs, and they may continue to do so.
Who do you have?
I'm going to pick the Nuggets, although if the Heat do have a – if they want to have a chance of winning the series, I think they have to win tonight. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Nuggets have been off for a while. They've been waiting for the Eastern Conference series to wrap up. So they've been sitting around after sweeping the Lakers. They've been sitting around for about a week and a half. So maybe a little bit of rust, you know, the Heat, a little bit of refreshed and ready to go. Everybody's counting them out, and everybody's been counting them out all playoff long, and they just keep rolling along. 5:30, Fox News update coming up, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Lionel Messi won't be returning to PSG. The soccer superstar will have several options, including possibly going back to Barcelona, playing in Saudi Arabia, or perhaps even with Inter Miami in MLS. Big day of college softball. The College World Series is going on. We've already had two games gone final. Tennessee beating Alabama 10-5. Oklahoma top-seeded over Stanford 2-0. A bit later on, just under 30 minutes from now, Florida State takes on Oklahoma State, and Washington takes on Utah. This is a double elimination tournament, by the way. Today's top three stories. The Atlantic hurricane season officially started today. We talked to Travis Tompkins, Escambia County Emergency Manager, last hour. If you missed that segment, we will replay it at 6:30. NOAA forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes, and we could have our first named storm by the end of the day today. Arlene would be the first up, as the tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, moving southward towards Cuba, is expected to intensify into a tropical storm before losing strength and becoming a tropical depression. But one day in, and already a possible named storm out in the Gulf. The Senate looking like they will vote on the debt ceiling bill by tomorrow night. It's not clear exactly when that vote will take place, but the House passed it 314 to 117 last night. And an Air Force base in Nevada will not be holding a drag show that was scheduled for today, the first day of Pride Month. Top defense officials scrapped the event that had already been approved, saying the Defense Department will not host drag events at U.S. military installations or facilities. A look at health and science headlines and businesses as well. FedEx reaching a new contract agreement with its pilots. The company says there is a tentative agreement with the pilots union that will help the company deliver outstanding service to customers around the world. The agreement prevents a potential strike that thousands of pilots voted in favor of one just 2 weeks ago.
And some companies are cutting costs by pulling job offers from prospective employees, fearing a slowdown in the economy is coming. NBC News reports companies like Meta, Amazon, and crypto firm Coinbase have all acknowledged pulling recent offers. New numbers from LinkedIn show hiring for entry-level roles is down 37% from those without a college degree, and even more from those with a degree.
Sleep apnea or snoring could be linked to lower brain volume. A study in France shows that a part of the brain connected to memory shrinks in those with severe sleep disordered breathing. The study's lead author said that the untreated sleep disorder could increase risk of dementia.
And a report shows that Twitter hasn't been removing hate speech posted by accounts subscribed to Twitter Blue. The nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate has said its research gathered such tweets from 100 verified paid Twitter Blue accounts and reported them to the social media platform.
The online debate is heating up over a male employee inside a store at Disneyland who wears a dress.
Nick, the fairy godmother's apprentice, works in the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Disneyland and wears a dress a lot like the one the fairy godmother wore in the movie Cinderella. He helps 12-year-old children transform into princes or princesses by choosing costumes, ranging a price from $250 to $450 bucks. A TikTok video of Nick in action has garnered nearly 10 million views. Some users support Nick, saying children need to know this is okay. Others encourage a boycott of Disney, adding that plenty of girls probably would love to have Nick's job.
So, Gracie, have you seen this video that is being alluded to?
I haven't seen the video, but I've been to Disney and had my little sister like dress up like, you know, in the princess outfit,
right,
so I can kind of picture the layout.
So the guy that's dressing up as the fairy godmother's assistant or whatever, has a full mustache, which I think is the funniest part about the whole thing. But I'm going to be completely honest with you. The thing that would scare me away is the fact that in order to dress up like one of the princesses or fairy godmothers or whatever, it's $250 to $400.
Yeah, no, it's expensive, and you're wearing that costume all day. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, so my sister, she's in the Marine Corps. She lives in D.C. She loves taking my niece to Disney. So they come to Orlando a few times. They've gone on. They just love the whole Disney experience, and I understand it. I get it. I'm sure the time will come, you know, when my daughter's old enough, there's probably going to be a trip that daddy has to take to Disney. So I'm just going to have to suck it up. But, I've only been to Disney once, and I was 13, and we weren't even really supposed to go to Disney. We were supposed to just go to Universal, and then we were going to go to the beach the next day. I think it was on the east side, and because of storms that were coming up, my dad was like, well, let's just go to a Disney park for the day. So we did. But that's been my only exposure to Disney. But
wow.
Yeah, the prices is, you know, that's... You know, I saw the video. I saw the TikTok. I understand, you know, why people are upset about it. I get it. You know, if I'm there with my family and I see him, I'm probably like, yeah, you know, we'll maybe just come back when he's on lunch break.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to make a big stink about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, $250 to $400 for the dress. That's yeah.
Yeah, like, you're gonna have to suck it up and save up.
Yeah, you just get a slushy. How about that?
Yeah, be happy with your pretzel.
That's right.
In other business news, teen birth rates are at a record low in the U.S. CDC reports that teen birth rates dropped 3% last year. This is a smaller drop than previous years, as teen birth rates have fallen at an average of 8% each year since 2007. Meanwhile, the birth rates of women from ages 40 to 44 have jumped up 4% and 12% for women over 45.
How do you feel about this? Air New Zealand is going to ask passengers to step on a scale before they board the airplane. The passenger weight survey is a way to gather data on the weight load and distribution for planes. Travelers will be asked to stand on a digital scale when they check in for their flight. In order to protect individuals' privacy, the airline says it has made the data anonymous. I mean, can't you just kind of eyeball whether a plane may be lopsided? I don't know.
Eyeball it, or like when you buy your ticket, like estimated weight.
Yeah.
I don't want to stand on the...
You can't be on this side. You got to sit over here because you're too heavy.
Too bad you gained those 5 pounds on the trip. You got to go sit in the back of the plane.
How much weight do I need to lose to get a left side aisle seat or window seat?
Yeah, for sure. Last little business update before we get traffic on the fives. Jeep is actually recalling some Grand Cherokee. So Jeep is recalling 2021 to 2023 Grand Cherokee models due to a steering issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that nearly 90,000 Jeep Cherokees and Grand Jeep Cherokees, the L models, have a steering column shaft that's incorrectly installed. Well, speaking of the roads, we're looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98. Nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're looking great right now. We do have some chances of some rain for tonight, just at 20% with a low of 71. This weekend, we have a lot of fiesta activities, and it's supposed to be a great weekend here in Pensacola with mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a low of 86. It's 83 right now with a few clouds in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So pop culture news, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are moving into some shiny new digs in Beverly Hills. The new home is apparently worth $61 million. It's 38,000 square feet, boasting 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, and a 12-car garage.
Wow.
I mean, that, you know, as just a common peasant, I can't fathom needing a house that big. But I would like to think that even if I was worth as much as they are, I still wouldn't need a house that big.
Yeah.
But I, you know,
what you gonna do but spend the money?
Live your life.
Yeah. Another big story in pop culture today, kind of was expected, but Danny Masterson, the actor best known for his role in That 70s Show, was found guilty on two counts of rape in Los Angeles at his trial. This was yesterday that this came out, in which the Church of Scientology did play a certain role in. Danny Masterson was led from the courtroom in handcuffs, and he faces 30 years to life in prison.
Tupac Shakur is receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The rapper's memory will be enshrined during a ceremony on June 7th, where Tupac's sister will accept the star on his behalf. The honor comes nearly 27 years after he was shot and killed in Las Vegas.
And kind of another icky lawsuit trial story. Bill Cosby is facing a new lawsuit from a former Playboy model after a new California law, which was passed, that temporarily lifts the statute of limitation for sexual assault cases on the civil level. The lawsuit was filed today by lawyers for Victoria Valentino. She has previously accused Cosby of raping her.
And the world's top young speller will be crowned tonight in Maryland. 11 kids remain ahead of the Scripps National Spelling Bee Final. It started Tuesday with 231 contestants, and along with the trophy, this year's winner takes home a $50,000 cash prize. The Bee will be broadcast at 7 o'clock our time on ION Television. And to celebrate the Spelling Bee, we looked up and we found the list of the 10 easiest final words in the Scripps National Spelling Bee history. And, you know, for being final words, they're pretty easy. They've gotten a lot tougher in recent years. So I thought, hey, this would be a fun idea. Let's do a little Pensacola Right Now Spelling Bee and see if Gracie can get the job done with some of these winning words. Last hour, she went 0 for 3. I told her she didn't try on any of them.
This isn't a fun game. That's not the adjective I would use for it.
So last hour, her three words were fracas, knack, and chihuahua. So those were actually winning words. Fracas was 1930. Knack was 1932. Chihuahua, a bit tougher. I don't think I would have gotten that one, was 1967. So I told her I would lob her some softballs this hour.
Let's see.
1940s winning word was therapy. I told my dad I'm interning at a radio station, and now he's in therapy.
Oh, she's in therapy, I think. What should it be? I can do therapy. Okay, therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, therapy.
Very good. Your next word is luge. One sport you couldn't pay me to try is luge. That was the 1984 winning word.
Pass.
Do you want to give it a try? Luge. Spell it out. Just
L-U-G-E. Luge.
Nice. Well done. And your last word.
I feel sick.
The 1941 Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee winner was initials. I bet you can't tell me what J.R.R. Tolkien's initials stand for.
Okay, I can do
initials.
This. I-N-I-T-I-A-L-S, initials.
Very good. 3 for 3 this hour.
Let's not play next hour.
We're going to pick
this
it up
like
a little bit.
This is a nightmare.
So
no.
We kind of started in the middle. We got some softballs, and we'll finish out with some of the tougher
hard ones.
Yeah,
no, I'm passing.
So, yeah,
I can barely read the stories, Joe. Don't do this to me.
You're doing a fantastic job. 5:50, we'll take a timeout, come back with some more wacky, weird headlines and some good news. We love to finish off with good news. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. You can always call or text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. We do have a lot of Fiesta events going on this weekend, including the Fiesta Boat Parade. This is going to launch from the Yacht Club to coming up on Saturday, June 3rd, around midday. And the best places to see the boat parade and get the best view is going to be at Sanders Beach Korean Jones Resource Center, as well as Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. So make sure to check that out this Saturday. It is 5:55, so we got to get a check of the roads and weather. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. As well as 98 in both directions is looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer from WEAR.
Weather forecast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking hot and humid. Good news is rain chance does come on down, so we'll have plenty of sunshine. But high temperatures, yeah, they're back into the lower 90s. Feels like temperatures in the triple digits potentially, and low temperatures only in the lower 70s. So warm during the nighttime as well. If you head down to the beach to cool off, watch out for the rip current risk. It will be possible the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It is 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So another tourist in Hawaii followed her GPS into the ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
The exact same thing happened in the exact same location last month in Hawaii. We dug deep and we were able to recover some exclusive audio from the scene.
No, look. It means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a lake right there.
I think it knows where it is going.
This is the
lake. Machine
this
knows.
This is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's not me. There's no lake
here. Remain calm. I have trained for this. Okay. Exit the window. Here we go.
Make a U-turn, if possible.
So that was the first thing I thought of when I heard this story. So the tourist followed her GPS directions and drove her car into the ocean. She was rescued by fishermen in a nearby boat who seemed annoyed by the whole thing. My guess is because they were the same fishermen that were around the first time it happened.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know that, but I mean, it did happen in the same exact location. They didn't dive in the water like the last rescuers the first time it happened. Instead, barking out instructions to leave her car and swim to their boat. Despite this happening, though, twice, officials have no plans to add signage.
Yikes.
I mean, I don't know what signage would do, but I mean, there's literally an ocean in front of you.
Yeah. And I have a bad joke, but I'm not going to say it. But also, another weird story is a 25-year-old guy in North Carolina named David. He robbed a convenience store on Tuesday with a plastic gun. The gun was from the game Duck Hunt. He painted it black, so it wasn't that obvious, and it's unclear if he knew what the gun was from. Yeah, he was 25 years old, which might be a little bit later than
before
when that game
time,
came out. But the robbery was successful for a moment. David showed the gun and took $300 from the register, but the clerk called the cops and they did find him down the street and arrested him.
Listen, there have been high profile incidents involving police and individuals that have toy guns. And the fact that he tried to rob a convenience store with a plastic toy gun made it look like a real gun. He is lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to do better there. How about some good news? We can always finish the hour with good news to cheer us up a little bit. A nurse named Emily Rains was flying home to Baltimore after a vacation in the Bahamas with her boyfriend, who also used to be a nurse, and they ended up saving another passenger's life. The guy collapsed and turned purple, but they kept doing CPR until he finally came back 7 minutes before their flight landed. They say they got a lot of high fives from other people on board. I would hope they would get perhaps a lifetime's worth of free flights,
yeah,
too. But hey, that's awesome. Emily Raines and her boyfriend doing what they were trained to do to help a passenger in need. Love to see that. 5:59 right now. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes for more of what's happening in your world today. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.